We are learning Masechet Zion with Daphnim Vav on the base, and we are beginning approximately 12 lines from the top, a middle of a line of Hashta. And what we're trying to explain now is like this. We have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that said, there was only one Kan. That means the process was, he first shechted the par, then he did the Hagrola, and then he did the Keteris, and then he went back to get his Dam HaPar, which someone was mixing, and he did it Zrikis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he shechted the Sa'ir and brought that into Kodesh HaKadoshim. While he did that shechting the Sa'ir, he put the Par on a stand on the Heichel. Now, he took the Sa'ir, he did the Zrikis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he walks out. What does he do with it? Does he put it on a stand, and then he picks up the Dam HaPar and does Zrikis? Or he puts it on the same stand as Dam HaPar. He picks up a Dam HaPar with his left hand, left side, and he puts down the Dam Sa'ir there, and then he puts it back in his right hand and does his Rikas. So Rav Yehuda holds there's only one Kan. And according to Rabbanu, two Kan. So until now we thought maybe Pshat Rav Yehuda is because he's going to get mixed up. He doesn't rely on Ksiva, writing on it, but he'll get mixed up. And now we said he does rely on Ksiva. So what's Pshat? We already finished saying Pshat in the Mishnah and Shkolim, that there you can't have birds of Chayva because they got if the Bailam does, you get mixed up. But we have to explain to our Mishnah why you needed two Kanim. You need two stands for the Dam. V'hashta amrinon Rabbi Yehuda ain Breira. He doesn't hold a Breira. So Haksiva Islay. But he does hold of Haksiva. He does hold Haksiva works. And that's the only reason why you don't have a Shofar of Chayva is because it ain't Breira. But Haksiva works. So on Yom Kippurim also, Yom Kippurim Nami Neva Terei, let him make two stands, V'nichtav Alayah, write one par, one sa'ir, and they won't get mixed up. So the answer is, since the Kohen Gadol is working very hard, he's hungry, and he's tired, he stayed up the whole night, and he's very weak, Lava Daite. When someone is hungry and tired, a lot of times you don't realize what you're doing, and therefore if there's two stands, you might take the wrong one. And I'll bring you a raya. Deloi Tema Achi. If not going to say that the Vart is Choshe Kohen Gadol, but like Sivanami, even without writing on it, he should know which one's the Dam Sawyer, which one's Dam Apar. Why? High Nafesh Vaizotah, an axe is huge. There's a lot of Dam. A Sawyer is a small goat, is not so much Dam. Chit Hema, you may say, oh, like Makabal Ekula, he's not Makabal everything, so the cup holds the same amount. But it's not true. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Hashoyched Tzarech Shikavas Kol Dam, Yishol Par, you have to Mekabel all the dam. Shneimar v'es kol adam apar yishbech hashodem esbeach. We had this in drasha before. It's kol dam apar. You have to catch all the dam and mekabel all the dam, accept all the dam. So so right away you should realize this is full. This is half full. V'chitim v'dum mishdapach meneis. Maybe some will spill, but I'll still tell you why you should be able to tell. Hai chiver v'hai sumuk. The dam of a aiz is comparable to the dam of an ox, it's whiter. The dam of an ox is red, much more red. That's why we said before that you use a red gold machta because to remind you of dam parim. The dam parim is darker. So again, like the menorah. It's the menorah. It's in the heichel. It's in the heichel. The menorah. In the menorah, yeah, the heichel. In the first place, you had another 10 menorahs, which according to a lot of shittas to make more light. Akaponim, because it was bigger. Lemaisa, Akaponim, you have over here, it's darker red. So the question is, that why can't he tell? He can tell which one's what. This is Sumuk, this is Chir. So what do you have to say? Because he's very weak, he doesn't realize. Hachanami, if you write in it also, because Chosu Kohen Gadol, he doesn't realize what's going on. So Akaponim, what we're saying is, like this, very clear, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have two Kanim, because you might mix, confuse the Dam Sar, Dam Par. Now the question like this: according to Rabbanon, or argue Rabbi Yehuda, I have two kanim. Does you have to write in it dam par dam sar? Zok the Sfasemes, after learning this Gemara, Sfasemes is printed on Daphne Heima base. Says after learning this Gemara, come to fear Rabbanon, you don't have to write it down. Why? Because high sumak, high chiver. This is more, this is less. He doesn't hold the Choshe Kohen Gadol. He doesn't hold the Choshe Kohen Gadol ready, so you don't have to write it down because you have obvious reasons besides that. So it comes to the Kuliyam, you didn't write on the stands. According to Rabbanon, you realize.
What do you have? You have two clay kibble and you
right.
Just Shira
he's,
one,
yeah, it's 3-1, yeah, yeah. Because you're always not doing Zrikas at the same time.
The
so switch
is not the clinky.
No, it's a stand, right, stand, that holds the thing, yeah. So it comes out, what you're speaking out is that there's a big nafkamina, what the process is. When you walk out with the Dam Sa'ir from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, according to Rehuda, the process is like this. You put it down first, and then you pick up a Dam HaPar and do a Zrika. According to the Rabbi Huda, what you do is when you walk out is you pick up the dampar and then you put down the damsar. It's actually not meaning what the order is. According to Rabbanan, you first put the damsar down and then you pick up dampar. According to Rabbi Huda, you pick up dampar first. You need room for the damsar. You put the damsar. And with that akdama, you see the next Gemara. Huda nochas kamei de Rava. There was someone who was dying for the Amud and doing the avoid. It was the Baal Musaf in Rava's shul. And the way he said the Avoid was by saying like this: Omar Yotzav Anichal Kansheni Shvehechel. He came out and put it down on the Kansheni, on the second stand of the Hechel, and he says, "Not on Damapar Veniach Damasar." He takes Damapar Veniach Damasar. So it's a little bit of a steer over here. If it's two Kan, you first put the Damasar down, then pick up Damapar. Omalei, so Rava told the Chazan, Chodek Rabbanim, Chodek Rabbi Yehuda. You're doing like half like Rabbanim, half like Yehuda. Anyway, what you have to say is like this: Hiniach dama soyer, v'noch dama par. If there's two kan, two stands, you first put the amsar, and then you take the dama par. That's the way you do it. And l'char, the pshat and the chazan is shver. I saw one of Svarim say that look at a certain sefer, but I didn't look it up. But you got to be a pshat. What's pshat and the chazan? It wasn't stam ha'amar. It's davening from Rav Shul. Stam was a chosh of a guy. You have to know what he was thinking over here. Mamish doesn't make sense. But that's what it says over here. Rav told me making a mistake. You have to say niach damasar and not al damapar. It said further in the Mishnah, the next step. V'hiza mimenu ala pareches k'negar ha-mechutz. The next step is, we're going to make zrikas on the pareches. You first do zrika from the dam ha-par, echas l'mayel v'shev l'mata, and then you do zrikas from the dam ha-sa'ir. Tanu Rabbanu, learnt in a braisa. V'chein ya'ase l'oil moyed. It says in the pasuk that v'chein ya'ase l'oil moyed. It says, "V'chipa l'koyes v'tumas b'nei shom p'shoyem v'chokha etoysom, v'chein ya'ase l'oil moyed asher chidi tom asher tumasom." Matam alayma, what's v'chein ya'ase l'oil moyed? To teach us, just like you make hazas, kach maza beichel. You also do hazas beichel. Ma'al fnei lefnim, achas lamaila v'shev lamata v'dam apar. Just like inside the Kodesh Kodesh, you do one lamaila and seven lamata from the dam of the par. Kach maza beichel, same thing as beichel. Ukashem shel fnei lefnim, achas lamaila v'shev lamata v'dam asoir. From the goat's dam, kach maza beichel. You also do beichel from the goat's dam, achas lamaila v'shev lamata. So it sounds like this pasuk v'chein ya'ase l'oil moyed was extra and used it for this. I'm just going to tell you our aura that I didn't find anywhere, but it's my chavrusa aura. It's a very good aura. There's a gemara on daf nun dalam and aleph talking about the mala oshon with on daf nun gimel amar aleph talking about the mala oshon. It says, how do you know you have to have mala oshon in the oil moyed also of the shiloh beis elam? It says ainly al oil moyed shivim midvar shiloh beis elam nayin. So Gemara says, "Tam lama chisa." For Gemara, "Hai bevechein yasa oil moira shechri tam nafka." You learn from this pasuk. So the pasuk is not extra. You needed to teach you that there's a din of mala oshon all year round in the midbar. I guess this Gemara is arguing with that drasha. Al kaponim, that's the Gemara. The Kubris Gemara is arguing with that drasha.
Isn't this the
pashtus of the pasuk? Yeah, pashtus. Yeah, this is the pashtus. I know. It's a lot of matam aloimer. That's why. You know.
Right.
Yeah, it is the pashtus. It is the pashtus. Akaponim, like that. That's the pashtus that you make a zrika on the same way you can fnai v'fnim. You make a zrika on the parechas also. Now the end of the pasuk says, "Asheichin itom v'soich tumasam." That Hashem is shoyre shchina even v'shas the tumah. I feel v'shas shem tmeim shchina imam. Even they're not doing even they're doing a virus, they have a little tumah still the shchina imam. And the Gemara ends off around with a ma'isa. Amalehu mina l'Rav Chanina. A certain min came to Rav Chanina, and he tells him that, "Oh, tzeduki hashda bari tamei matum. You guys are for sure tamei, and the shechina is not shayer b'neihem. The chsiv it says in the pasuk, in Eicha tumasa b'shulal. Now b'shas the churban abayi, it's for sure tamei. You're for sure tamei." Amalei, and you don't have shechina. Amalei, so the min answered. The Rabbi Chanina answered. Amalei, tochazi maksevu. What does it say in the pasuk? Hashoychin itom v'serch tomasam. I feel v'zman sheitmei. Even when itmei, shechina shayra b'neim. And shechina is shayra between the min v'shas tuma. Explains the mashal k'shmak k'pshat. Tomasam v'shulel means like a nida that in those days a lot of times a nicker isha was a nida because the bottom of her clothing was full of dam. That means tomasam v'shulel. So he tiny, you know, you're like a nida, you're tame, and the shechina is shayra. And for that, no, we know by a nida is the only chayve krisis that you're allowed to have yichud with. You're allowed to be miyachad with someone's wife who's a nida. So that's the answer. Because it's not a tumah of a different type of tumah. Tumah is mitzayra. It's a tumah of a nida, and therefore, even b'shas tumah, the shechina is shayra b'neim. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara.